All this talk about a golf course and development, and it's easy to forget there are 3,000 acres of tailings out there that nobody knows what to do with. Indeed, despite all the attention given to the golf course, much of Anaconda's smelting mess awaits cleanup. A look at both the remediation efforts and the remaining cleanup areas seems to suggest that just below the surface, in some cases quite literally, lurks a thorny environmental issue that the new Anaconda has yet to confront head on. On Smelter Hill, 3 containment basins have been filled with arsenic ash, beryllium, and cadmium, the most toxic substances found in the area. These remediation solutions, like the golf course's cap, are touted as permanent. But permanence in terms of environmental technology means perhaps 100, but maybe only 50 years. The liners beneath these toxic substances have a shelf life of 30 years. Undisturbed, unruptured, and protected from exposure, this deterioration process will be slowed, but not halted. The ridges around Smelter Hill and above the golf course are saturated with metals, preventing the growth of all but the hardiest of plant species and posing a constant threat of erosion. Most daunting are the 2 settling ponds, the Anaconda ponds and Opportunity ponds. Here, millions of cubic yards of tailings, a highly toxic talc-y substance susceptible to both wind and water erosion, present problems, as Andrew Young pointed out, for which no one has a solution. Even Peter Nielsen, perhaps the most devoted and thoughtful environmentalist working on the project, can only throw up his hands and suggest that maybe one day in the future, a new kind of smelting technology will come along, capable of converting these wastes into a marketable product.